And welcome to the member meeting. Good. Tony's here. That's good. You're an important person to be here this time tonight. So what I'm going to do is I have a little agenda, and what I'm going to do first is go over some financial reports, get that out of the way. Then we're going to have an ordination ceremony. And then I'm going to share some information about our retreat house. And that's really the agenda for the member meeting. The first thing I want to do is welcome Dawn. Today is Dawn's first day. You didn't have to jump back over. Go relax on the sofa. I know where you went. Go relax. We know you're there. She's laughing. But I do want to welcome Dawn. This is Dawn's first day as our new sanctuary director, and I'm sure you guys have been watching her all day long over there with Ken. But Dawn, I just want to say formal welcome. We're very, very happy that you're here with us. Now go sit over there and relax, okay? Because you've been sitting in that chair all day. There she goes. The second thing I want to do is share financial reports with you. So this is going to be our year to date for 2018. And I'm going to try and do this a little differently than I ever have before. I'm actually going to show you the reports. So I am going to share my screen. Of course, I'll use all the proper language because I realize that the recording is audio only. So I'll be talking through it as I share my screen. I won't just be showing you because somebody will be listening to the recording later. And by the way, I just want to comment. Last time I shared my screen, I turned on my computer sound because I was playing music. This time I want you to hear my voice. So I'm turning off the computer sound, right? If I had the computer sound on, you wouldn't be able to hear me speaking anymore, I don't think. So I've turned off share computer sound. I'm sharing my desktop. And you guys should be seeing some pretty mountains right now. Is that true? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you into QuickBooks. Oh, I must have got logged out because I waited too long. So I'm logging into QuickBooks. There we go. This is where we keep all of our information. And I'm going to take you in and show you our profit and loss report, as they call it. This profit and loss report, as you can see, is from January 1st all the way to today. So this is a completely current report, January 1 to December 2, 2018. And you guys can see my mouse as well. Is that true? So when I point at something, you can see it. So the first thing that we have when we look at this report is we have basically our donations. And you'll notice this year it says, first of all, that our contributions this year were $336,748. Wow, you guys are rich. No, that's not true. That's not actually true. Not that we received all that money this year. Since November 11, I think, 2014, you guys have been donating to the retreat house. And even though you received your letters in the year that you donated for that credit, the truth is the money has been set aside in a special account where it didn't actually show up in our report until we needed it. So if we look right here on this line, 43453, this is the donations for the retreat house, $218,446. That actually includes all the donations you've made to the retreat house since November 11, 2014. They were all outside the budget, sort of, waiting until we were ready to buy a house. And then this year, it all got pulled into the budget. So that amount of money wasn't actually physically given to us this year. That amount of money has been given to us for that purpose over the last 4 years. And this year, it's hit our report. So that's a big contributor to this number down here, this 337. If we look up here, what we have had this year, now this is money that's actually been given this year. We've had $44,800 in it's called individual business contributions. That means you guys just sent in general donations. They get filed here under individual business contributions. Under President Minister Pay, That's a donation that was made for my pay. In fact, we've been very fortunate. We have always had a private donor who makes a donation for my pay so that I don't actually have to take a penny from any of you guys. So that's a donation that was made for my pay. This donation is a donation that was made by a private donor so that we could increase Jacqueline's hours. So in effect, that became a raise for her. Not really a raise. She's paid the same amount per hour, more hours. I don't know if you call that a raise or not. So anyway, more money in her pocket. Let's put it that way. Here's the retreat house. This is another donation that came from a private donor so that we could get Zoom. That is $2,000. That's what Zoom costs us. And we have a private donor that's willing to make that donation to us every year so that we can be in Zoom. So that's covered, and that's what you're seeing here. And then this $1,500 came from a couple of private donors, two different people, who donated so that we could give more scholarships than we normally can out of our regular budget. And so when you add all of that money up, what we're seeing is our... Sorry, I'm going dry from talking so long. Ron, do you mind getting me a little water? Thank you, sir. One moment, my throat is just screaming for liquid. Anyway, that adds up to this $337,456. We also have $246 that we've received from Amazon Smile this year for when you guys shop at smile.amazon.com. Thank you, Ron. I know we're moving into the holiday season. Don't forget to go to smile.amazon.com because they do make a donation to us. A number of people have told me, oh my gosh, I always forget that. Well, all I can say is try not to. Because it costs you the same, but we get some money if you go there. This is just interest, $48 in interest. Royalties, $1,525. That's royalties we've made on NTI and the teachings of Inner Ramana. MPP income, $10,160 this year. Class income, not MPP. That's coming from Doreen. She offered 3 soul collage classes this year. We also paid her a portion of that, but she let us keep a portion of that. $1,130. Now, pilgrimage income, $81,451. Most of that was actually given to the travel agent, which you'll see when we get down to the expenses. $5,000 of it was given in scholarships. So $75,000 went to the travel agent. $5,000 went to scholarships. So really, we're looking at an income of about $1,400 from the trip to Italy. Speaker fee income, $6,470. That's because I went to Ireland, Pennsylvania, and Oregon this year, and this is what they paid me to come and speak. So that was that income. $558 travel reimbursement. That was for the trip to Oregon. I bought the plane ticket, then he paid us back for that. Book sales this year, $2,294. Total income, $441,341. And again, that includes the money that we have received over the last 4 years to the retreat house, which of course we took and bought a retreat house with, right? So it's not sitting in the bank, but we do have a really nice retreat house. Now we're getting to the expenses. $135 business registration fees. Those are just fees we have to pay every year to continue to exist legally. Bank fees, $303. That's mostly PayPal fees. Because most of our donations come through PayPal. Contract services, $10,771. This is money that has been paid to our assistant sanctuary director this year. Outside contract services, $113. That was paid to Bruce Rawls, who occasionally helps us with our website when there's something I can't figure out by myself. Donated Auto, $1,093. That's for our Awakening Together van, for our insurance, maintenance, and gasoline. Mortgage interest. Now, we've only made two mortgage payments. So that's going to be really big next year. We'll see it, that hit the budget really big after we do it a full year. But this year in two payments, we've already paid $812 in interest on our retreat house. This is how much we had to pay. We saw up above how much money we've made selling books this year. This is how much money we had to pay to buy the books in order to sell them. So we've spent $480 this year buying NTI and Inner Ramana. We've spent $372 shipping NTI, Inner Ramana, and also ordination certificates. $59.65 copying, that's mostly ordination certificates. Office supplies, this is general office supplies, envelopes so we can ship books, ink for printing, that kind of thing, $123. Now this is an expense we won't have next year, $95.90 we were paying for Pal Talk accounts. We've spent $617 this year on software, but not completely. Because if we look, if I scroll all the way back up here, you'll notice gift in kind goods, 588 of that software was donated to us by Microsoft. So you have to take that 617 minus 588, and that's how much we actually spent. So really, we didn't spend hardly anything on software this year. Server, database, web licenses, $5,057. That's how much we pay to have a website. How much we pay to send out the daily update every day, how much we pay to have the radio running. Also, that includes $2,000 for Zoom. You know, all the things that we do are not free. You know, we have to pay services. Oh, the audios that you listen to are kept on a server. How much we pay for that server. So all of those things cost money. So that's what you're seeing on that line. This is how much we spent in scholarships this year. Mostly scholarships to India, Italy, wherever the heck we went, $5,000 in scholarships to Italy. That other $125.21 was MPP scholarship. We also gave a benevolence award to help out a member in need this year, $5,400. And we had a finance charge of $523 on our credit card this year. This is our payroll. So this is how much that we've paid our sanctuary director, our vice president minister, and our president minister this year so far, $103,189. Travel expenses, again, $588 of this, we already saw up above, was reimbursed. The rest are minor expenses from when I went to Ireland and Philadelphia, like airport parking. meals, this was just taking out a host for one of the retreats that I was invited to speak to. I took the host out to eat, and that's the meal. These are meals for staff. Every now and then I take out our staff, like Jacqueline and Cheryl and I went out to eat one night because we all work so hard all the time. Once or twice a year, I like to take us out to eat just to say thank you. So $77 I spent on a couple of meals this year. Travel expense. part of this is Don. It costs money to fly Don here. So you're seeing Don's travel expense there. And then the other part of the travel expense was travel expenses related to, well, I think it was me traveling, but I don't remember actually. So look what I can do when I don't remember. I click on it. So, oh, Hal. I had to pay Hal. It was Hal, Tom, and Don. We paid Hal to come and work on the retreat house. Tom also helped work on the retreat house. And then Don came for training. So that's what that travel expense is. So, let's see, where was I? Travel expense, that's $800. Facilitator fees, this is how much we've paid our people who are teaching MPP. This is how much we've paid them this year. Pilgrimage expense, this is what we paid to the travel agent. So almost $75,000. Now we're getting to our retreat house expenses. We've spent $1,032 on insurance. We've spent $917 on repair and maintenance. We've already spent, by the way, we bought this house on October 5. We've already spent $1,115 on utilities, internet, and phone, right? So propane, electricity. So this is a new expense that we have that we didn't have before. We've also spent $2,000 on supplies, materials, and groceries, but that's high because, you know, we've had to buy things like towels and coasters and all the stuff that we're not going to have to buy again, right? So you're seeing some expense there. 109 other miscellaneous costs. That's just a couple other things that we bought for the retreat house that didn't really fit in any of these other categories. By the way, you don't see the retreat house expense here or the furniture expense here because they count as assets. They don't count as expenses. So the money we spent buying the retreat house, the money we spent buying the furniture is not showing up as an expense here. But our total expenses are $82,977. That's telling us we have a net income for the year of $223,695. But again, what's not showing up here is the money we spent buying the retreat house and the money we spent buying furniture. It doesn't hit because it's not count, doesn't count as an expense. It counts as an asset. So if we take this money right here, which actually all went to the retreat house, buying the retreat house, buying furniture, which is $218,446. And we subtract that from what we appear to have down here, $223,695, we come up with about $5,400. So that's our true positive right now. We have $5,400 of the income that we've received that we've not yet spent in one way or another. And just to let you guys know, I looked a while ago to see what our expenses are from now to the end of the month. And we have about $10,000 in expenses, payroll, and again, those web services that we pay for the month of December that haven't hit yet. So since we have about $5,400 and we have about $10,000 worth of expenses, it's really very close, but it, you know, right now we're running, what is that, about $4,400 negative, you could say. But we will receive some more donations in December. But that's just where we're at right now. So we're running real close to break even. I always say the budget at the end of the year is kind of like a horse race. You know, it depends, you know, it depends on if enough donations come in to make up for that last month's expenses to see if we break even or not. But again, we have about $5,400 left and about $10,000 in expenses, and people do tend to donate in the month of December. So I think we're doing pretty good. What I'm going to do now is log out and stop sharing my screen and see if anybody has any questions. All right, then, I'm not seeing any hands go up. So that means now that we've got that financial business over, we can move into the ordination ceremony. So Tony Fields has just recently completed all of the courses and tests necessary in order to be ordained as an Awakening Together minister. And so tonight what we're going to do is we're going to welcome her in. We have about, I would have to look, I think we have around 42 ministers now. So she'll make around the 43rd, that's including our licensed ministers. So the way this is going to work is in order to complete her ordination, she's going to take an oath, the minister's ordination oath. And then after that, I'll congratulate her, but then she will share her first homily, which means she'll get to share with us for a few minutes, and we'll see what she has to share with us. So Tony, if you want, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. You and I can both be unmuted at the same time now.
Okay.
Yay! All right, then. Why don't you go ahead, Tony, and share that oath with us.
Okay. I, Tony Fields, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to maintain membership in Awakening Together and remain in a communal relationship with the Assembly of Members through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Minister Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination.
Yay! Welcome!
Thank you.
Is that Tom I hear clapping? Yeah, I see his thumbnail.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
All right, well, welcome and congratulations. So now I would like to introduce to everyone Reverend Toni Fields as she shares her first homily.
Well, as I was thinking about it today, I normally prepare by writing stuff down, and I'm really working on trying to be just trusting and allowing what comes, and that's something that's definitely a work in progress. So I did write a few things down, but I wanted to just really, I wrote a prayer in my last MPP course, Introduction to NTI, and I just wanted to start with that. My prayer is to be in willingness to release and let go of any and all fear, to remain in awareness that fear is the obstacle of acknowledging and embracing the reality of God. May I know your presence is within me and sustains me as I surrender the self. This continuous surrender of self, I trust, leads to the opening of the heart and full knowledge of the truth of what I am. With gratitude and love do I humble myself to you. Amen. There's just a few things that I thought would be, I wanted to share with everyone what I received from MPP. And I think when I started this journey that my intention was to grow in my spirituality and to mature. And I really didn't know what that meant. And I think throughout the last two and a half years that I've been in the program, I've also been participating in the consistent gentle healing, which has really, I think, made a huge impact on going through the courses. And I feel very, very grateful that they've kind of...
That's cool.
Am I still there? I don't see myself anymore.
Yes, you are still here, so we can
okay.
still hear you.
Sorry about that. Now I see it. So I feel blessed that I've been able to concurrently take both of these teachings, and they've impacted one another. And I think I have bullet points here. And I think one of the other things that I have learned and I'm continuing to learn is to implement my practices. On a daily basis, I practice awareness, watching awareness, or right now I'm actually doing the loving consciousness meditation, which I'm valuing much, much more than I thought I ever would in the past. And I am surrendering on a daily basis as well. In fact, going through this most recent teachings that we are asking the question, what am I to do now, has been extremely important for me, because I see that if I continue to want to maintain control of the situation, my emotions, and how I think others should behave and respond, I'm continuing my own suffering. And I'm realizing that more and more. I have increased self-honesty, things that I would hide from myself in the past. I'm willing to give up, and so that I can continue to see how it keeps me from my goal of wanting to know the truth of what I am. It's also going through MPP has deepened my commitment for a desire for freedom. It seems gradual, but I feel that throughout the time that passes, that my desire to just becoming dissatisfied with all of the judgment that I place on myself, the judgment that I place on others, and how I see that keeps me trapped in this illusion. And then a couple more things that I thought was important is I really uncovered three major core beliefs. The belief, the deep-rooted belief in unworthiness, the deep-rooted belief that I'm guilty, and the deep-rooted belief that I am bad. And in fact, yesterday I went through something pretty significant, and I practiced the surrender and the self-inquiry to be able to get to the root of this core belief. And it was like almost like a miracle that by the end of the day, something had shifted where I just felt free. I felt free at the moment. I know that there's much, much more work to do, but I know that this is working. And then the last thing I feel like is very, very important to me is that I am learning how to be more accepting and more open to allow things to be, as Adi Ashanti would say, in a very deep way. And I noticed that the things that used to upset me or used to really, I would make a lot of opinions and judgments about, they've been let go. And I look forward to continuing to work on these things, and it's very, very exciting for me. So with that, I'm going to end my homily.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Tony. Your sincerity showed just now, and I really appreciate that. And again, welcome. We're really grateful to have you as our latest Awakening Together minister. Thank you. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share with you all an update on the Awakening Together Retreat House. And in order to do that, I am actually going to move back into sharing my screen. We actually have, let me get out of this. I don't need QuickBooks anymore. We have a new our website address is still awakening-together.org. That has not changed, but we have a new address that you can use. Let me see if I can move Zoom out of the way. It's in the way of my, maybe if I just, let's see how can, hold on 1 second. Zoom is in my way. I can't get up here to my address bar. Pull it down. There we go. We have a new web address that you can go to for just the retreat house. It is atretreathouse.org. You can tell I typed it before. atretreatHouse.org. atretreathouse.org. And when you go to atretreathouse, oh, what do you mean you can't find it? Did I make a typo? There it is. When you go to atretreathouse.org, you come to this new page on our website, which is all about our retreat house. You all can see this here. This is also on our menu bar. Here we have a retreat house menu. And so everything that's on this particular page, all of these different options, which I'll share with you, is also on these fly out menus. So there's really two different ways to get to it. You can either, you know, use that website address, atretreathouse.org, or you can just come to our regular website, awakening-together.org, and come to the flyout menus. So two different ways to get to the same thing. One of the things you'll notice that I have on this website are what I think are some pretty, pretty, pretty pictures. This is the Spanish Peaks. This photograph was actually taken by Lynn Johnson's cousin, like last Monday or Tuesday night. I mean, this is a really recent photograph. You can see the deer right here, maybe, if you can see the good, there's deer there. There are deer all over La Vida. These are the Spanish Peaks, both of which you can see from our front door at the retreat house. And it just happened to be a pretty magnificent sunset. And Lynn's cousin was there and she took the picture and they're allowing us to use it on our website. So it's a really nice picture. This picture y'all may have seen before. This is our retreat house. That's what it looks like from the backside. And so when you come, you'll actually enter from the backside. So you'll recognize it from this particular view. This is the lake that's next door to our retreat house. This is called Wahatoya Lake. This is when you walk from the retreat house to the lake, when you enter the lake, this is the position where I'm standing is where you would be standing if you just entered from the retreat house. So this is what the lake looks like. There's another lake, like over here where you see where the sun is on the other side of the lake. Right over here where these trees are, just on the other side of those trees, there's another lake called Dagger Lake. This is Dagger Lake. So we have two lakes, one right next door and then one right next door to that. So this is Dagger Lake with the Spanish peaks reflected in it. And Hal, this is where you and I, no, this is where you and I were at this lake, Wahatoya Lake, when we watched the eclipse. But this is Dagger Lake. And then this is Jacqueline sitting on the West Peak, looking back towards the house, just sitting here being quiet. So when you get up in the mountains, you know, you can sit here and look out. So these pictures are really of the area that you will be visiting if you come to our retreat house. And as you can see, it's kind of pretty. So what I want to do now is I want to show you some of the different pages. Because to be honest, as of tonight, you guys can start making reservations at the retreat house. So let me show you how all this works. Now again, all of this is available if you go to atretreathouse.org. But if you just go to the Awakening Together website, all of this is available right here on flyout menus as well. So everything I'm showing you, you can get to in two different ways. But since I'm here, I'm going to show you from here. So the first thing I want to show you is our retreat house calendar. So you'll know how to look at that. Right now, if you look at our retreat house calendar, you'll notice it says preparing the retreat house for its grand opening, because that's what we're doing. I'm going to move over to January. And January, you'll notice the 19th of January says vacancy. That's the first day that we're open. And whenever you look at this calendar, if we have room, you'll see the word vacancy there. As we book rooms, we'll write on here which rooms are booked. And I'll introduce you to the rooms in a minute. So if three of the rooms are booked, you'll be able to see which three are booked. They'll be right here on the calendar. If all five rooms are booked, you'll see all five. And this will also change to say no vacancy. If it happens to say limited vacancy, that means we have a bed left in a shared room. For example, a woman may have said, I want to share, but I need to be matched with someone. If all that we have left is a bed in a shared room where somebody else is already in the other bed, it will say limited vacancy. So vacancy means you can still get your own room. No vacancy means all gone. Limited vacancy means we have a bed left in a shared room. Also, another thing that you'll notice when you look on the calendar is we have retreats scheduled. For example, our first retreat, we're in the month of January. Our first retreat is going to be January 21 to 25. It's a self-inquiry retreat with Regina Dawn Akers. I'll show you where those descriptions are in a little bit. So like if you wanted to come to this retreat, it will start in the morning on the 21st. So you could arrive on the 19th or you could arrive on the 20th, right? It will end in the afternoon sometime on the 25th, so you could leave on the 26th, or you could stay a few more days, right? However you want to do it. But you can see where the retreats are by looking at the calendar. And I'll just show you a couple more months. Notice there's a natural meditation retreat in February. Now, whenever there's not a retreat, remember, you can always come and just follow your own guidance and be at the retreat house in whatever way you want to be there. Also, typically on Thursday and Friday, Jacqueline and I are there. So if you're there on a Thursday and Friday, you'll see and interact with us if you want to. So the retreat house is always available whenever it says vacancy, even if there's not a retreat going on. In March, we have a retreat called Freedom from Ego, again with Regina Dawn Akers. And then in April, we have a dyad retreat with Anne Blanchard and Regina Dawn Akers. And that's as far as our retreat planning has gone right now. But we hope to get all the other retreats on the calendar very, very soon. So that's the calendar. Now, I can't see the chat board here. I'm just going to pause for a second. If somebody has a question about the calendar, just unmute yourself and ask, because I can't see hands or anything. All right, I'm not hearing anything. So I'm just going to come down here and click on Retreat House homepage, and I'll go back to the page that we were originally on. And now I'll show you the lodging options and rates. That's what the Retreat House looks like from the front. You'll notice that if you stay at the Retreat House, that includes breakfast each morning. Your price will include breakfast each morning. It includes dinner Saturday through Wednesday. The reason it doesn't include dinner every day is because we would be working Cheryl to death. So we want to give her some nights when she doesn't have to fix dinner, and she never fixes lunch. Because, you know, she'll have cooking, cleaning, checking people in and out, you know, and we just got to give her a break somewhere. So Saturday through Wednesday is dinner. Thursday and Friday night, we're not serving dinner. However, there are restaurants around, as well as we've purchased a second refrigerator, which is the guest refrigerator, and we're getting a pantry, and you guys will be able to get your own food. So when we're not serving a meal, such as lunch or dinner on Thursday and Friday, if you want to, you can prepare your own food. So you can go to restaurants or prepare your own food, but your lodging cost does include breakfast every morning, and it includes dinner on Saturday through Wednesday. Now, these are our different rooms, and again, eventually I will have photos. Right now, we're still working on it, so it would look like a mess. You know, Jacqueline's working on the ceiling and stuff, but when it looks good, I'll take photos, and we'll put photos here. But the lakeside room and the mountainside rooms are downstairs. These two rooms are private bedrooms. Each one has two extra-long twin beds in it. You can rent this as a single room or as a shared room. So there's two options for this. It has a private exit to the lower deck, mountain and lake views. That's happening with both of these rooms. So they're both private rooms. They can be rented as singled or shared rooms, and they have mountain and lake views with a private exit to the lower deck. And then we have the ladies' dorm. This is where Hal came, and he built these really nice partitions. So it's really like three private rooms within a larger room is what it's like. We call them semi-private, though, because the partitions do not go all the way to the ceiling. And that's because the rooms all share one heating source. You need to be able to get some heat into your room. But we have three rooms. One we call the green room, one the yellow room, one the blue room. These are for ladies only because, again, it is semi-private. And so we only want one gender in there. And the majority of our members are female. So that's why we made it a ladies' dorm. But these rooms are very, very nice. And so when we get the pictures, you'll see what I mean. So those are our rooms, lakeside, mountainside, and then the three rooms in the ladies' dorm. Now, these are our prices. If you want a shared private room, which means you're staying in either lakeside or mountainside as a shared room, or if you want a room in the ladies' dorm, a semi-private room, the regular nightly rate is $65 plus tax. Again, that includes breakfast every day and dinner five nights a week. If you stay for 3 weeks, 21 nights or more, you get a discount. The total for 3 weeks over 21 nights would be $1,175, but that's less than $65 a night. And if you stay for 4 weeks for 28 nights, it's $1,400 plus tax, which is less than the three-week rate. So there's some options there, including a couple of options for long retreats. If you want a private room, either the lakeside or mountainside rooms by yourself, it's $95 plus tax, or there's a three-week discount, 21 nights, $1,775, or a four-week discount, $2,250 for 28 nights. Now, the sales and lodging tax is 10.4%. And of course, as you guys know, we don't have any choice about that. That's just the law. If you happen to come to La Vida and we're full and you stay somewhere else and then come and use the Retreat House during the day, it's $25 per person per day for day use, but that still includes the meals. That includes breakfast 7 days a week and dinner on the five nights that we serve it. So those are our prices. I'm just going to pause again. I can't see hands or chat. So if somebody has a question about this page, please just unmute yourself and ask. All right, not hearing anything, so I'm going to go back to the Retreat House homepage. Next, I'll just show you the page about Retreat House amenities. When you look at the Retreat House amenities page, it just mentions our meditation contemplation room, our quiet hours. If you come when there's not a retreat and it's just a vacancy and you're just coming to kind of do your own thing, we will have quiet hours from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. each day so that people can sleep and meditate and contemplate during those hours of the day. The only exception to that is we will listen to the Awakening Together weekly gathering each Sunday morning from 8:15 to 9:30. That's when the gathering happens Mountain Time. We also want to have a library. We have the bookshelves. We just don't have any books yet. And what we're going to be doing soon is creating a wish list on Amazon. And anybody who wants to buy a book for our bookshelf can go and get some, pick something off our wish list. Of course, this mentions the two lakes that are nearby, Wauhatoya and Dagger Lake, the meals that we provide. Also, we have a whiteboard in the dining room that will mention optional activities. For example, I mentioned that Jacqueline and I are there on Thursday and Friday. You know, I might want to take you on a silent hike, or I might want to take you to the San Luis Shrine that's nearby or something like that. So if I'm coming and I want to, and I'm willing to take you somewhere if you want to go, that will be on the optional activity board. And of course, that would, again, be optional. If you're there and you just want to meditate all the time, and you don't want to go on a silent hike, that's fine. But we will have an optional activity board with things that you can do on Thursday and Friday when Jacqueline and I are in La Vida. These are things we want to get, when we earn or raise enough money. There's a space we've picked out for a meditation garden. Where we'd like to, you know, have some inspirational outdoor art and maybe benches or outdoor chairs, possibly a fountain. We've selected a space where we want to build a labyrinth. And then we have a garage on the east, on the west side of the house that is actually too small for a car. And we want to convert that into a chapel. And once we convert that into a chapel, that will be a 24-hour quiet space. Remember that the house is silent from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. But if you still want silence, in the middle of the afternoon, you would be able to come into the chapel. So these are envisioned amenities that we will add to the house when we get the finances. Again, I'll pause to see if anybody has any questions or comments. Just unmute yourself if you do. All right, returning to the Retreat House homepage. The Awakening Together Retreats. Now, there's two ways to get to the Awakening Together Retreats. One is from atretreathouse.org, but the other is underneath Retreats and Classes. That same page is right here. So underneath Retreats and Classes, you can click on Retreats at the Retreat House, and you'll get to this exact same page. I'm going to go back and do it from the homepage, just to show you how it gets done there, but it's the same page, Awakening Together Retreats. It's the same page. And this mentions those retreats I told you about that we have planned in January through April. There's a description of each retreat. You can see what the retreat fee is. One thing I want to say about our retreat fees is that they're separate from lodging. So this retreat fee is $200 for a 5-day retreat. That's $40 a day. Then you would also pay on top of that the lodging, which if you stayed in the ladies' dorm or a shared room, for example, would be $65 a day. So we're looking at around $105 a day. But during a retreat, we also serve lunch. So this so that $100 a day includes breakfast, lunch, and it includes dinner Saturday through Wednesday. We still don't serve dinner on Thursday or Friday. But we would probably on Thursday night all go out to a restaurant together or something towards the end of the retreat. So again, you can read all the retreat descriptions by going to the retreat page. These are other retreats we plan to have this year, but we are still determining what retreats and what the descriptions are. But the dates are already reserved. So you can get to that from the homepage or from Retreats and Classes, Retreats at the Retreat House. By the way, another way to get to the homepage is to come to the words Retreat House here and just click on the words themselves. That is the same as going to atretreathouse.org. Now next, apply to stay at the retreat house. When you click on apply to stay at the retreat house, that opens up a form. This is the form. Of course, you'll put in your first name, your last name, your email, your best phone number. If you happen to be registering two people, like let's say Tom and Tony are coming, you know, and Tony's filling out the form, she'll put Tony Fields here. Then here she would write in Tom Fields. Then we'll know she's registering two people, right? Then here they would choose the room. So I'm assuming they're going to share their room, a shared private room for two people, right? But we also have a single private room or a room in the ladies' dorm. If you selected a private shared room, which of the following applies? My roommate's name is above on this form. That's what Tony would select if she wrote Tom on there. Or you could tell us my roommate is registering separately. You know, if like, let's say Jacqueline and Ann are both coming and sharing a room. Or you could say I'm a man and I need to be matched with a roommate. That way we'll only match you with another male. Or I'm a woman and I need to be matched with a roommate. So that's if you're having a private shared room, you fill this out. If you're doing the ladies' dorm or a single room, you don't need to do that. If you did select my roommate is registering separately, then here you would enter your roommate's name. So when your roommate registers, we realize that's your roommate. Here you'll select your check-in date. Here you select your checkout date, right? And then here it says, briefly tell us about your purpose for coming to the Awakening Together retreat house. Also, if your dates are flexible or uncertain, please let us know about when you may come or leave. This is necessary to fill out. And the reason for that is we don't want people coming to the retreat house on hunting vacations or family vacations, right? We want people coming to the retreat house to go within. So we require people to tell us why they're coming. And then we approve your application to stay there. It's not like making a reservation at a hotel. So make sure you fill this out and let us know, you know, why you're coming. And that way we can approve your application. What is your meal type preference? We have flexible, including meat, if it is served. I'll just eat whatever you give me. Vegetarian, including dairy and eggs. Gluten-free, meat is okay. Gluten-free, vegetarian, including dairy and eggs. Those are the only four options that we can really manage at the retreat house, which means we don't really manage vegan. If you happen to be vegan, I'm sure there'll be some vegan things available each meal. But again, you can bring some stuff to put in our guest refrigerator and pantry to help supplement that. Below that, we do also ask you to tell us about your food allergies. And if you have a food allergy, we can't meet your needs, we'll let you know about it. And then we ask for your emergency information, just in case something happens while you're there. And then there's just a box. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Just in case there's something you want to say that we didn't ask. So that's the application. And then when you click on send message, that will get sent in to us. Okay, I'll pause again to see if there are any questions.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, say during one of those scheduled retreats, is there a certain amount of space available to accept, you know, a limited amount of people for a retreat? Because there's only five bedrooms.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, La Vida, all lodging in La Vida is fairly inexpensive, right around the same prices that we charge, maybe about 10 bucks more. But it's all inexpensive, and there are three or four places within walking distance. So the answer is we can handle more people than we have bedrooms, which is why lodging is separate and not included in the retreat price, right? So if we're full, you pay us the retreat price and then you go pay lodging, you know, down at the Spanish Peaks Inn a block away or something like that. So we can handle more people than bedrooms during our retreats. The space would be limited by how many people can sit in our meeting room. And we haven't figured that out yet, but I'm guessing it's around 25.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? All right. Then I'm going to close this. Take a real quick drink of water before I have another choking incident. Once your application is approved, you can come here to make a lodging payment. You can do a couple different things here. One, you can pay your deposit. Your deposit is non-refundable if you cancel 5 days before you told us you were coming. You know, so within 5 days, it's non-refundable. But it's one night, so like, you know, single room price, $95, shared room price, $65, two in a shared room, $130, like, you know, Tony and Tom, or ladies' dorm, $65. Also, when you check out, you'll come here to pay your final price. And then down here, if you have any additional miscellaneous costs, you would pay those down here. So that's the payment page. About the local area. Now, this is a fun page that you guys might want to go look at. And again, you can get to that from up here, retreat house, about the retreat house, about the local area, right? I recommend sometime soon you come look at this page because there are a lot of really cool links about La Vida and what's around La Vida. And this is going to get you excited, make you want to come, I think. So I'm not going to go over all these links now, but when you get time, just come in here and play around. This is first things in the local area, and then easy day trips. And I'm going to go back to the retreat house homepage. Airports and driving directions. Now, one thing we won't be able to do is offer a shuttle. We just don't have the staff available to be running back and forth to the airport. So what we list are all of the area airports. And I tell you the advantages or disadvantages of each airport so that you can make your choice. For instance, Alamosa is the closest airport, but it has very, very limited flights. A little airline called Boutique Air goes in there. So you have to go and see if you can get there from where you are. Pueblo's second closest, but it tends to be far more expensive than the others. You know, Colorado Springs, I like this airport personally. It has moderate price flights. It's not too far away, an hour and 40 minutes. Denver is your cheapest flights, but it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. And then there's also the Santa Fe, New Mexico airport, which is around 3.5 hours away. So these are all the area airports. In addition to that, here's our house address, our mailing address, a link to contact the retreat house. And then these are driving directions. From the west, from Alamosa or Durango, from the north, and from the south. Of course, everybody has a GPS nowadays, but there's also a map. So this is a map coming into La Vida. When you come into La Vida, all of the directions will bring you to 12. And then when you come into La Vida, you just go to Francisco Street. You'll turn on Francisco Street, go to down here at the end of the road curves. And then you just take this left, and right there we are. And you can see the two lakes. This is Wauhatoya Lake, and this is Dagger Lake, right next to each other. So, and this down here, Acorn number 3400, this is the convenience store. And right here next to the river, where I'm pointing now, that's where my condo is, it's really my mom's condo. That's where I stay when I go to La Vida, right there. You can tell how small the town is. This is the whole town. Look how small that town is. Look how many streets there are. I mean, you know, going 12 streets north to south. Very tiny town. You can walk from here to here, you know, very easily, for example. This is the main street that's only 1/2 mile from the house. So it's a very nice little walk. Any questions? All right. Frequently asked questions. This is another page you guys might want to.
Jay McCormick has a question.
Oh, sorry. Well, I can't see hands. You guys got to unmute yourself when you have questions. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I could read it from the chat board.
Oh yeah, because I can't see the chat board.
Thank you. He has a question as a male. It appears my rate will be $95 a day for a single room for an individual retreat. Correct?
Yes. Wait, yes. $95 a night if you want that private room.
Okay. That was it on the chat board.
All right, thank you. So I mentioned to y'all that you might want to look at the about the local area page because that's a lot of fun. The frequently asked questions is also something you might want to look at because I've gone through and imagined as much as I could questions people might have. So you'll find all those questions and all those answers here, including other places to stay if we're full, right? So when you get a chance, you might go and look at this, including can you smoke marijuana at the retreat house? Can you guys guess the answer to that? No, Tony says, but because we're in Colorado, people ask. So there you go. There's the answer. And I'm going to go back to the retreat house homepage. Also, there are ways that you can offer a retreat at the retreat house. We have a couple different methods of doing it. Which again, if that's something that interests you, I'll let you look at. One is called offer a retreat as a volunteer retreat leader. And the other one is retreat, rent the retreat house for your spiritual group of retreat. So if that interests you, you can go and look at those options and see what appeals to you. And then there's the contact page, just contact the retreat house. And that has all of our information. This is a picture of La Vida, by the way, also taken by Lynn's cousin on that same night. You can see the clouds there from the sunset. And we're going to get a phone number soon. You'll see our email, atretreathouse@gmail.com. And then the last is just if you want to donate, because we still accept donations, again, because, you know, we want to get that meditation garden, that labyrinth, and that chapel. So that is it. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And now I can see the board. Does anybody have a question? Oh, and yeah, it's not just as a male. Anybody who wants one of those private rooms is $95, whether you're male or female, I'll just say. Both males and females can stay in those private rooms. Yeah. Okay, so the last thing that I want to do in our last 2 minutes then is I want to say thank you to Ken. This is Ken's last week as our sanctuary director. Yeah, get in here, Ken. I can only see half your face. There he is. There he is. Ken has served us very, very well for over 2 years. Ken started as our sanctuary director formally on October 1, 2016. However, he trained for a month, Dawn. He trained for a whole month. For free, however, as a volunteer, he wasn't paid for the month of September. So really, if we back up to that, you know, he's been serving us for 2016, and here we are at December. So that's 2.25 years. And I don't know if you guys remember, but when Ken became our sanctuary director, we still had a lot of challenges in the sanctuary, a lot of people coming in, not being nice to others, that kind of thing. And Ken really kind of came in and cleaned it up. Made it the sanctuary we all envisioned, that we all wanted. And he did that pretty quickly, and it has been stable as a respectful, kind, and loving place ever since. Ken, we have really appreciated what you've done, and we will forever appreciate what you've done. Ken also, you know, Phil was the one who really initiated us getting in Zoom, but Ken's the one who did all the work. Ken did a lot of work figuring out Zoom and just everything we needed. I mean, Jacqueline and I didn't have time to think about it. We were working on the retreat house. So really, even though he's leaving now, you know, we wouldn't have Zoom if it wasn't for Ken. So he cleaned up the sanctuary when we were in Pal Talk, and he brought us into Zoom. And we are forever grateful, Ken. So thank you very much for your service. And that ends our member meeting. So I'm going to release the mic. I'll go work on that draft post that I owe you to. And I'll be listening to Craig at first here, but then I have to drive back to Pueblo. So I'll be listening on my telephone as I drive. All right. Good night, everyone.